The bill now under consideration by the Illinois legislature would boost the state's energy efficiency fund from just $3 million to $30 million. The fund offers consumers rebates and tax incentives to buy energy-efficient products and invest in energy-efficient technology in the hopes of reducing pollution. Deborah Anderson of the Chicago-based Environmental Law and Policy Center says the additional funding is needed to help wean Illinois from coal and nuclear power.
What we're trying to convince legislators and officials in the state is that down the road we need to start looking at alternative energy sources, and we really need to start developing both renewable energy and energy efficiency if Illinois is to ever reduce its pollution and break away from dependence on fossil fuel and nuclear energy.
The proposal would also allow homeowners who generate their own electricity using wind or solar power to sell their excess energy to the utility company. A vote on the bill is expected next month. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.